start treating your body right, and your immune system gets better. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by our friends at BetterHelp, an online professional counseling website with nearly 2 million clients worldwide. The mission at BetterHelp is to provide accessible, affordable, and convenient professional counseling so that anyone struggling with life's challenges can get help anytime, anywhere. Whether you're struggling with depression, stress, anxiety, or issues with grief, you can get professional help wherever you are right now. And for a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners are getting 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/7GoodMinutes. To start living a healthier life today and get 10% off your first month, go to BetterHelp.com/7GoodMinutes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7GoodMinutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, in which our friend Dr. Gus talks with us about everyday habits that are keeping you from having a healthy immune system. Enjoy.
If you never cared about your health, let alone your immunity, this is a time to start changing your habits. Most people home today try to do everything they can to avoid getting sick. For example, using masks, washing their hands, making sure that they don't go outside as much, etc. But see, a lot of us don't realize that there are certain everyday activities that might become a greater threat than we thought. We've gotten so used to many of these practices that we would never imagine that they would be causing us so much harm. So in today's video, I'm going to review the most common everyday activities you might be practicing that are weakening your immune system without you even knowing it. Having said that, let's begin. Number one, having a sedentary lifestyle. This is something that most of us never expected. We all have to stay at home doing the best we can to stay healthy, but believe it or not, staying at home and living a sedentary lifestyle may be one of the worst enemies you have for your immune function. The American Journal of Preventive Medicine published a study where researchers observed how too much sitting down and avoiding exercise can affect the body's own ability to fight off infections. Regardless of your age, race, or your gender, a sedentary lifestyle is tied to an increased risk of premature death. The lack of physical activity eventually can lead to an impaired immune function, inflammation, and other chronic diseases. And the truth is that it doesn't really matter if you're at home 24/7. You can still find a way to exercise or have that physical activity you need. So try to walk inside, do push-ups, abs. Any physical activity is better than none. And don't ignore this, because following a sedentary lifestyle can really weaken your immune function and bring serious problems later on. Number two, if you're feeling lonely, you are weakening your immune function. Believe it or not, feeling lonely can impair your immune system. According to a study published in the Journal of Neuroimmunology in December 2014, this research found that increased anxiety associated to loneliness leads to a greater suppression of the immune system and more oxidative stress, which in turn damages your cells. This means that if you're at home right now, do everything you can to avoid feeling lonely. And if you think about it, it's never been easier to get in touch with others, especially now with the internet, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you want. Use technology in your favor. And I actually never thought I would say this, but use technology to keep your immune system strong and healthy. Number three, grief can weaken your immune system. I don't know if you've ever experienced grief and later that week or maybe a couple days after that, you catch a cold. Believe it or not, this is very common, but many people don't realize what's going on due to the situation they're living. A sudden or tragic event can weaken your body's own immune response. This might happen if you lose a loved one, maybe someone you know, especially now with everything that is going on. You see, going through grief can boost the production of nerve chemicals and hormones that will decrease your immune function and increase your risk of a more frequent and severe viral infection. According to a study published in Dialogues of Clinical Neurosciences, Grief is associated with an increased cortisol response and an imbalance in the immune function. This might explain why a vaccine may be less effective for those coping with a profound loss at the moment. Very interesting, and it does really happen. Number four, stress weakens your immune system. With all the terrible information we are seeing on the news every single day, it's important that you cut yourself a break from watching TV. Turn off the TV for once and watch a movie instead. You know, watch something else that is not everyday news. You see, prolonged periods of intense stress can affect your immune system. According to the National Cancer Institute, stress makes the brain increase the production of a hormone called cortisol, which impairs the function of your T cells, which are in charge of fighting off viruses. These are the same cells that are in charge of attacking viral organisms and the same ones that we are trying to keep healthy. So I suggest you relax, get some support from friends, meditate, practice relaxation techniques, etc. Doing this really, really helps, more than you imagine.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.